USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is talking about the impact of the assassination of former Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
This attack has had a profound impact on the psyche of the Japanese people. This is a different culture they're not used to, as unfortunately we are.
Speaking at the CIA, Biden labeling the shooting death highly unusual for Japan. The United States is sending more of your tax dollars to Ukraine as it continues to fight off the unprovoked Russian invasion. That means United States has provided more than $7 billion since the beginning of Russia's invasion, a defense official telling CNBC. The U.S. coordinated a $400 million weapons package with Ukrainian officials. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Customs and Border Protection announced their investigation found no evidence any illegal immigrants were whipped or struck on horseback by Border Patrol agents in Texas, but they're proposing discipline for the agents for derogatory language and using threats of force to drive illegal immigrants back into the Rio Grande. The June jobs report blows past expectations for the number of jobs added in the month, adding 372,000 jobs. Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh touting the job and wage growth last month.
When I look at this report, I look at some of the positives here, that the private sector employment is back to pre-pandemic level. We're seeing manufacturing back to pre-pandemic level. We saw a good growth in child care workers this month, first time in quite some time. Warehousing, we've seen some growth.
Republicans have argued that inflation remains near 8% in May compared to wage growth at 5.1%. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is facing backlash after filing a murder charge against a bodega worker who allegedly stabbed an attacker in self-defense. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis is critical of Bragg's initial decision.
What's wrong is this DA is just so misguided and so backwards, where he doesn't actually want to prosecute people who commit crime, but now he wants to go after a law-abiding citizen who acted in self-defense, which is a right of every single American.
61-year-old Jose Alba had been freed from prison after posting a reduced bail package. However, he is restricted from traveling outside of New York City, having to surrender his passport and wear an ankle monitor for tracking. Former top FIFA officials Sepp Blatter and Michel Platini are acquitted by the Federal Criminal Court of Switzerland of defrauding the International Soccer Organization for a $2 million payment to Platini back in 2011. After the verdict, Blatter spoke to reporters outside the court.
I'm happy also for international football, and I think this court takes this matter very seriously.
And finally, NASCAR drivers making their way back to the Atlanta Motor Speedway. Green flag for the race Sunday at just after 3 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.